you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Danline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. We're live, a little best of yesterday. Some people like the best of. Some of it was before the, it was right around Christmas, right? So we weren't talking pandemic, right?
It would probably have been January, February. Oh, okay. Yeah, most of it,
yeah.
I think.
Before the pandemic.
A little pre-pandemic stuff.
Yeah.
Ah, the old days.
Oh, the old days.
It really does seem like it.
Well, yeah, for a lot of us it does, yeah.
There is a dividing line.
It seems that way.
Don't Say My Name writes, Tyler, I didn't know I needed it, but thank you for giving me your permission to smoke all the weed I want.
I mean, that dude called the other day. Yeah.
Right. I'm furloughed, on the government tit for 2 months now with the wife, all day, every day, small two-bedroom apartment, y'all and the weed. Help me keep hold of these few strings of sanity I have left. Forget waiting till 4:20 in the afternoon or whatever. I'm smoking my ass off as soon as I wake up. Thanks, Tyler.
Good for you.
A fantastic add to the show. He makes me LOL every day. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, Nick.
Good for you. Yeah. What I have noticed about the email and the Twitter notes and the Facebook notes, people are either gushing with appreciation or they just hate us. There's no in between these days.
Well, was there before?
Like you said, I said this last week. I said, "You think you can hammer us? We've heard it all. We've seen it all. We don't care." You know?
Yeah, you're not burning anybody.
Yeah,
you really aren't.
Yeah. Wham.
Yeah, we're the Antifa.
Oh yeah, sure.
We're pro-Nazi. We've been called every name.
That makes no sense.
Every name. Since the pandemic started.
Yeah, the right's the pro-Nazis. We're anti-Nazi, always have been.
Mm. Never liked
There's
them.
Not good people on both sides.
Never
Nazis
liked the Nazis.
Nazis are bad, the other side's not bad.
Well, the death that we mentioned at the end of the show on Friday, Jerry Sloan, resulted in 51 players getting a hit on the Deadpool.
He had his time in that Last Dance.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
that was just
with the jazz,
just
right?
File footage, though.
Yeah.
They didn't actually.
Yeah, no,
they didn't,
no,
it was all file footage. They never talked to him.
No.
Yeah, there was a great quote in there when after the flu game.
Yeah,
after post game presser, he was sick.
Yeah, nobody told me that. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Right.
After he dropped 38.
Right.
And Jerry Sloan was picked by our new leader. We now have one player with 5 hits.
Uh-oh, who's that?
Too Tall Tommy.
Oh, wrong.
Oh, no way.
Oh, that's a personal friend.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, I know
that guy.
I know that guy.
Okay, that's who I... Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He stood up with me at my wedding.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a questionable character.
Yeah, that's for sure. Too Tall Tommy.
Yeah.
He wins the thing. Put one make Push give it to him.
Oh, he gives it to him. Oh, he docked it.
Oh, he docked it good.
Right. I'm just happy I now have some rooting interest in this.
Yeah.
Against him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, who's left on that 5 people? Who's he got after that?
Let's
check out
here.
Two Tommy's list since he's leading, man.
Too Tall Tommy.
On that list, he has 5 hits on. Who are the 5 left?
Bobby Cox.
Is Bobby in trouble?
I don't know.
Former Mets manager?
Braves.
Oh, Braves yeah. manager. Braves, yeah. I'm thinking of Bobby Valentine.
If Too Tall Tommy wins, are we going to face an investigation? An ethics investigation?
From ourselves?
Yeah, because he's a friend of a member of the show.
Well, I think that our ethics investigation is actually always going on. We have a constant ethics investigation going on into the Deadpool.
Well, I think
and
that,
so far...
I meant into the show.
No, into the Deadpool specifically.
Right. So far, no wrongdoing?
So far, the judges have signaled no wrongdoing.
I don't think we would... fix this for one of Puss's buds, although we're from We Know Tommy, too.
Well, we wouldn't we don't care enough to
we
fix it
we
for
don't
anyone.
Care. And by the way, it's a plaque.
Yeah, it's a plaque. There's it's not like you get anything.
There's no money involved here.
No cash.
Bobby Cox got strokey last year.
Oh.
And has paralysis in his right arm, has to have it in a sling.
That doesn't mean you're going to die, but still, he's got five hits already.
Well, you know.
He's also got Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a defensive pick.
Beverly Cleary, a children's author who's over 100.
Oh, okay.
Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, who is nigh to death.
He's pretty much in bubble wrap now, isn't he, though?
He doesn't go out at all unless it's to drive.
Yeah. In bubble wrap. Put his hands through the bubble wrap.
Yeah. And Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Well, any of those could be.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, Beverly Cleary's 104. Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Ramona and Beezus.
Yeah, but they could live forever, too, though. I mean, 104, you know, once you're there, 105's around the corner, man.
Yeah.
You know?
She lost interest 6 years ago.
Yes, she did.
Keeps waking up every morning.
Yes, she did.
So, Too Tall Tommy gets the hit. As does 6 Feet Over Corrigan. Alan Alda gets a hit with Jerry Sloan. Alexa, order dildos.
Yeah.
Gets a hit, as does Mr. Hershiser.
Oral?
No. It's his brother.
Anal.
Yeah.
Oh, anal. Yeah. I'd rather be oral than anal. Wouldn't you? If your parents could name you and your brother something, say you're twins.
Right.
Would you rather be oral than anal?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Probably.
B. Beckman, 16. Big P and the Rusty Five get a hit.
But everybody named Oral has a brother named Anal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. There's two kids in that family.
All right.
Two boys.
Yeah, that's the exception.
Oral and Anal.
That's the exception.
Hopefully
Scott
they're both
rule.
Boys.
Yeah.
Big P's Jazz Hands gets a hit. Both of these Nuts by a Nose gets a hit.
Both of these Nuts.
Yeah, and Channing the Rectal Ranger.
Channing is pissed because it's not Channing. These are the dudes from Wichita that mess with each other, I bet. They just call each other out. Channing. By the way, rectal could be female there, Channing, so relax.
It's not.
No, it's not. For this bit, it's not.
We love that bit.
Channing right now is texting his buddy who that guy is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim, Dick.
And I think I have been celebrating and commemorating this month. May is National Masturbation Month.
Oh, yeah.
I've been holding up my end.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
The 26th, you bust that one out.
It's international. Isn't it International Masturbation Month?
Yeah, I've been busy. Celebrate.
Well, why don't you let the rest of us in? We could have been celebrating, too.
You haven't been.
We have been.
No, not without your permission.
You haven't needed that before. So enjoy National Masturbation Month, and I will say that you have permission to let this slide into the next month.
Since it's so late. And the next month.
Yeah.
Alternate a real woman in there if you can. If you can't, just keep masturbating.
Right. And leave it at that.
Once the pandemic's over, or whoever you have sex with, I should say that. Maybe, gay, straight, bi, whatever you are.
A lot of guys don't have that option.
No, they don't.
So they got to go with International Masturbation Month.
Born on this date, however, dead now. John Wayne.
Oh.
Marion Morrison, is that his real name?
He died in 1979.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm always stuck with you for some reason. Not that I was upset. I just.
You know who you were dating.
For some reason. I just remember he died in 1979. It's just,
you remember what kindergarten you were in?
That
or
was
something.
It. Yeah, whatever. How old I'm supposed to be.
I like watching old movies, like old westerns.
I know.
And then you'll hit the info button. Mm-hmm. We get it on DirecTV. And then you go through the cast and you see how many members of that cast are still alive.
Oh, yeah.
And if it was shot back in the 50s, maybe a kid is still alive today. But most of those people are dead now.
Pretty depressing, huh?
Yeah. YouGov Daily asked how many of us have had our hair cut at home now since March. And about 28% of us say that we have had our hair cut at home. That is up 13 points from the month before the lockdown started.
My wife used to cut hair for a living years ago, so she cuts my hair at home, and I still haven't got a cut.
So she's a pro.
She's been cutting my hair. She's been cutting my hair since I've known her.
Right.
And since the pandemic, I haven't cut a cut. Well, so I don't care.
Well, you don't want to catch anything.
I just don't care. I think, what am I going to do?
Christy gave my stepson a haircut maybe 3 weeks ago.
Does he have really short cropped hair anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just butchered it.
Oh yeah. If you don't know what you're doing, you can screw up a haircut bad.
Hey Todd, this is that time of the morning where you think she's still asleep, but she's not.
Yeah. Oh, she knows.
Okay.
She knows this one.
This is something you said to her face.
Yeah.
Not just him. I fear it's not just
unless
Todd that
just,
said this.
Unless you're just shaving it off with some razors, you're going to screw it up.
Yeah, because he called yesterday. I answered the phone, and Christy was at.
Did he get the mo? They have a mo cut?
I don't know what you call this cut.
It's the bowl.
But she was trimming one of the dogs.
You said cut,
right?
By the way.
She had the dog grooming table out and was trimming up one of the dogs.
So he just hopped up there.
I brought the
put his head in the loop.
I brought the phone out to her and I said, "She's grooming the dog." And, oh, I hope she does a better job on her than she did me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you didn't have to say that?
No, he said it.
So he's aiming for the mow and ended up with the curly because things didn't work out.
So I'm guessing. That,
or the Larry.
That us, yeah, right, if only.
Yeah.
Us being guys, mm-hmm. You may not have had any idea she butchered his haircut.
Oh, it looked funny.
Well, she's probably sitting there when he cut it.
It didn't look right.
All right.
There was something a little off about it.
Yeah, you can tell she didn't have the proper training.
I don't know haircuts, but that don't look right.
Right.
Now, it should come as no surprise that men are much more likely to say that they've had their hair cut at home. Than women, because, you know, they're not going to let anybody touch their hair.
Right.
10% say they probably will get their hair cut at home. 43% said haven't, won't.
Yeah. Take advantage of it.
I mean, if you're long
hair. It's getting long. I mean, longer, yeah. Yeah,
it's starting to curl over the ears a little bit outside my hat and... You know, I find myself like kind of sweeping it back behind my ear a little bit.
It's got to get over.
Sweeping it back behind your ear.
Well, this is a thing I've never had to do.
I'm guessing you probably had, you know, like a toe-headed kid when you were like 10, that kind of hair. You probably had a kid hair.
Yeah. I had a little.
But since you've been in high school, you never had it.
No.
Wow, you had a buzz cut in high school.
No, yeah.
Therein lies the jazz hands. That's why I laugh at that photo every time I think about it.
I think I had like
buzz
a
buzz cut and jazz hands.
I think I had like a little mullet going on when I was about 7.
Okay, when you were younger.
But, you know, I've seen pictures. But no, it's been years since my hair has been this long.
Yeah, it's not unusual for me to go 6 months without getting a haircut. So I'm not itching to get one yet.
This is not a thing for you?
Not a thing yet.
I was on a regular schedule of about every 5 weeks.
Yeah, not me.
I think the last time I had one was mid-February.
I may have to throw a little just for men. On the beard at some point.
Yeah. First of all, that is hair dye, in case you don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do, but I love that.
If you say so.
I'm going to throw Just for Men on my beard. Yeah. Okay, we'll take care of it.
Let the Just for Men go and let it keep growing. You got a second gig around Christmas.
We can use you as a Santa punch guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but the beard doesn't grow Santa thick. I suppose if I let it go, it might.
Yeah, I can't let mine go.
You let it go till December, we'll find out.
Yeah. I mean,
you had me at Santa thick.
I've been trimming the beard from time to time.
Right. Whatever, it's a pandemic. We don't care.
Global
pandemic. But we decided over the weekend that was over, right? That's what it looked like.
That's what I hear. That's what I saw, anyway.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Well, in parts of the country,
let's
it's
go
over.
All over the country. California, East Coast, South, they were out everywhere. They were out everywhere.
I got to read Augie's post here.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Our buddy Augie Smith.
Yeah.
Apparently went to church. Finally decided to expose the kids to organized religion today. We attended services at Our Lady of the Small and Unventilated. It's basically Catholicism, but you receive the communion like a strand of spaghetti in Lady and the Tramp. It was all in Latin. I think the kids got the gist. After Mass, we attended the pancake breakfast held in an old windowless train. It was a bit cramped, but delicious.
He's bored.
He is.
And I know he didn't go to church.
And push-ups. He did push-ups last night.
All right.
But he does them at 9 o'clock Pacific time, so I can't join him. It's a little too late.
Oh.
Nine and a half toed Luke is here.
Wow.
Hey.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Took my boy to the barber shop this weekend for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the brothers are complying to the state rules.
Cool,
I was
good.
I felt really good about being, you know, felt safe being in there. All the barbers had on masks and gloves. All the people that walked in. Now, this is an urban barber shop.
Right.
And my people don't do too well with this. Everybody complied. And I was just like, this is real cool to see, you know, that they are actually taking the steps to, you know, get things right. So I had to give a shout out to my peeps for doing the right thing. You know, especially trying to get their businesses back going. So, hey, it was a good step.
It is a good step, man, because I see a lot of white people with no mask on. So this stretches across all kinds of
demographics. No, and they have they've got about 7 barbers, and they had everybody spaced out. They took remove some of the chairs so people can't sit directly next to each other. Had everything spaced out, and a lot of the parents were just waiting in the cars while their kids were in there getting cuts. You know, which was also a good thing. So, seemed like everything was doing the right, you know, going the right way. So,
cool, man. That's good to know. It's good to know. Helps out because
if I can only keep Craig out of my neighborhood, bringing my property value down, I'd be all right.
Yep,
he's been around here a lot here lately. I'm not sure what's going on with this.
I know what
you know exactly
on.
What's going on with that.
What's think he how doing his neighbors feel?
Yeah,
just wandering aimlessly. Or?
Yeah, that's not it at all. All right,
wandering aimlessly.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, fellas, so, have a good one.
All right,
all right.
Wear your mask, you pussies. You're the ones that are pussies.
Yeah, I decided over the weekend that I'm fine with giving dirty looks to people not wearing masks.
Yeah,
they're not. If I'm out, you're getting a dirty look.
Right.
I don't care.
There's a great video of some. It's a bigger town, bigger city somewhere, and it was a grocery store, and the girl wouldn't wear a mask. She was walking through it with her cart, and everybody. They just kicked her out. Everybody had a mask on and said, you're out of here. And she started screaming. She said, get out of here.
Goodbye, Karen.
By the way, if I read this one more time, you'll put a chip in my head, my cold, dead body. Who wants a chip? Oh, yeah, that's right. They think Gates wants to put chips in everybody, right?
They don't have to. You carry around your phone voluntarily.
I saw somebody on Facebook who I'm familiar with from back east. And I'm thinking, oh, that chip would find you at your house, the grocery store, and your house again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, because I know this person doesn't do dick. I'm thinking, oh, you're really a world traveler there. They're going to find out I was at my house or the grocery store.
I wish my phone could tell me if I came in contact with anybody.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'd welcome that information. Yeah. I'd gladly share that information.
Yeah, Todd, my cold, dead body. I took that chip in my
butt. No, those people don't know. They're sharing information all
of course,
the time.
Of course they don't.
If you got a phone in your pocket, you're sharing information. People can track you down. Plus, you volunteer all that information on social media.
Yes, you do. That's where I saw this.
I'm hanging out here.
Nobody's going to put a chip in me. I'm hanging out here. I'm hanging out here. Don't you put a chip in me.
Oh, and we
Bill
can
Gates.
Also back up to the whole chip thing is BS.
Oh, that's thank you. Let's do that. Let's do that blanket one there. Right?
Yeah, let's go back to that and make sure that, that's crap. And you're an idiot if you buy into that.
Yeah. You're not a dog. If you run away, we can't find you.
Run away.
Go ahead and run away, right?
You ever wonder how...
Into a wall. Run into a wall.
Google can tell you if there's traffic or not because they're pinging phones.
Right. Stop with the facts, Tom.
You are essentially sharing that information, and they're taking that information and giving it back to you, saying, oh, there's a lot of traffic here. There's not so much traffic here because they're pinging your phone all the time.
Wear a mask.
Also, I get tired of people yelling at Facebook for censorship. Facebook is a private company. They can print or take down whatever they want. You signed an agreement that said they can do whatever they want. This is not the government telling you you can't say something. This is a private company, so nobody's censoring you. So stop with that, please.
Well, they are censoring you, but it's perfectly within their rights.
Yeah.
It's their website.
Yeah. It's not the government.
You're using their product.
Facebook does not abide by the Constitution because they're a private company.
Wear a mask.
Sorry if I'm preaching to the choir here.
It is being reported that Mike Tyson...
Yeah, he's going to fight.
Is on the brink of being offered some money to get back into the ring.
I read yesterday, though.
$20 million.
But his statement was, you know, his wife's company would probably put the thing on. She might make a little few bucks, which is obviously him. He said his purse would go to charity.
MMA Fighting reports that Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is ready to shell out $20 million to get Tyson to agree to just one fight.
But not bare knuckle. Boxing.
It'd be boxing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just this company has the money to do it, I guess.
And who's the guy he's going to take on?
I don't know.
Some MMA guy.
Oh, in boxing?
I think they're going to box.
Won't be kicking, right?
I understood it was boxing. Losing.
So he says he'd give his entire purse to charity.
I read something like that.
Because I just looked
up.
But
he said some would go to his wife's company who's putting this thing on. So, you know, who knows what that means.
I just looked up his net worth.
Yeah.
And it says here that over his career, it's thought that he accrued over $300 million. But Forbes claims his total career earnings could have been as high as $685 million. But as of 2020, his net worth was $3 million.
I was going to say, I heard he lost everything, but they showed him in his house, and it's a beautiful place overlooking. So we don't know what is bankrupt money, what is real money. That's a whole different process.
But still,
but if you go from $600 to $3 million, you pretty much lost a lot.
Yeah. He did. He lost most of it. We always heard that. But he's been, you know, people have been digging that guy now for the past 10 years at least, maybe longer. He lost his last two fights 15 years ago against regular boxers, so I can see why he's just going to fight an MMA guy, because obviously they're MMA guys because boxing is – you'll lose. He'll beat the guy. Which I want him to.
I cannot imagine – okay.
I don't want to beaten down Mike Tyson.
Tyson's what, 53 now?
Yeah, 53.
I cannot imagine taking a punch from an 80-year-old Mike Tyson.
No.
Nah.
They were showing a bunch of his fights this weekend on ESPN. All the ones in the 80s and early 90s when he was just one punch down, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute. It's crazy. I'd forgotten. I'd forgotten a lot of those.
They showed some recent footage of him sparring or something, or training.
He's just training.
And he still looked fast.
Yes. And he did look fast.
And he's lost a lot of weight. He's himself whipped back in shape.
He's in shape.
Sammy Hagar spoke to Rolling Stone last week, said Van Halen will probably tour again. That was his prediction.
Whoa. They made up?
Now, Dave said last year the band was finished, but Hagar said the band's not going to be finished till Eddie or Alex dies. He says he's not predicting what's going to happen, but he'd tell you if there's concerts next year, Van Halen's probably going to be on tour next year.
Oh, he meant Van Halen with Dave, because he doesn't talk to him.
So that's what Sammy says.
Well,
he thinks Van Halen's not done and Eddie's not dying or not dead yet.
When's the first concert going to happen?
Next summer.
No, I think January.
You think so?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, when's it going to happen? Because we didn't think there would be guys in comedy clubs.
I would guess next spring or next summer.
Oh, real big concert. Sure. I'm talking about when's a name band going to be on stage. I think it's going to happen sooner than you think because somebody's going to say, we're going to do it. We're going to bring in 30% of the people and show the show, you know?
It's cool in Missouri now.
Well, you can piss everywhere right there, including the pool.
Well, wasn't there a country concert?
Yeah.
In Missouri last week?
Did it happen?
Like the 15th? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it was in a place with reserved seats, and they blocked off like every other row, and then they blocked off, you know, like four seats in between, you know, sections of rows so that you had to stay away from other people a certain distance.
Who was it? Anybody we know?
I don't even remember.
No.
It would suck either way because it was country.
The story wasn't even who was on stage. It was just that they did it.
Got it. All right.
Be interesting to see in the future if this changes venue architecture to keep people separated.
It's going to have to.
You're going to have bigger buildings.
Assuming we don't
have. So you got more separation. And I would see.
How are you going to make a building any bigger than a concert?
I don't know.
You're going to make a 30,000 seat arena.
Oh, no. I'm talking about comedy clubs, you know, venues like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be the same thing, just on a different scale.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I feel like Nick now. Everything sucks. All right. Try to pick you up, make you feel good. More Dead Boy, it's coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.